弟兄姐妹们平安，我们奉主的名开始启示录的总结交通。
Peace to brothers and sisters. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we'll start our conclusion of the book of Revelation.
启示录讲到是一个极丰的启示，说到神旨意的完成。
In the book of Revelation, it's the climax of God's revelations and also the fulfillment of his eternal purpose.
它的作者是老约翰，使徒约翰。
Its author is Apostle John.
他写作的地点呢，是被放逐在拔摩海岛上面。
And was written when he was expelled to the island of Patmos.
启示录呢，是整个启示的归结，是救赎的完成，是预言的结束。
And the book of Revelation is the conclusion of all the revelation and the completion of God's redemption plan, also the conclusion of all the prophecies.
那特别启示耶稣基督是得胜，他是荣耀的君王，他现在坐在宝座上，他照着神永远的旨意统管万有，今天他要在地上建立他的国度，完成神永远的旨意。
And this book specifically talks about that Jesus Christ is the triumphant, victorious, and all-glorious King now sits on his throne, and according to God's eternal purpose and plan, he reigns all creations, he has dealt with the enemies, and established his kingdom on earth.
那今天我们读了启示录之后呢，不是是增加了一些的知识而已。
So when we finish reading this book, not only that we have gained some knowledge,
愿我们的心被主来吸引。
More importantly, that our hearts are drawn closer to our Lord.
忠心警醒，真实的等候主的再来。
We become more faithful and alertful, waiting for his return.
好像心腹预备好了来迎接新郎的来到。
Just like a bride adorned herself, ready for the coming of his groom.
请我们一起来读一下第一章的第一节。
And let's read the first chapter, verse 1.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
And the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place.He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John.
所以这一节里面就把整个启示录基本的分段让我们能够一同来认识。
So this verse alone actually has helped to see the major points in the entire book of Revelation.
他讲到耶稣基督的启示。
First of all, it is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以我们不是读了启示录就是好奇将来有哪些事情，有什么样的情形会发生。
Therefore, the purpose to read this book is just again, not to just...satisfy our curiosity about things that will happen.
他开宗明义，第一章第一节一开始就讲到耶稣基督的启示。
For it says clearly at the very beginning of the book that this book is about the revelation of Jesus Christ.
那当然他讲到说必要快成的事。
Of course, it mentioned about things that will soon take place.
从当时候开始要快成的事其实对我们来讲曾经发生的已经在教会的里面主所做的许多的事情。
And actually to us, many things that the Lord will accomplish has happened.
然后呢还有还没有发生的正在进行中的。
And there are things that are happening as we speak and also will happen in the future.
所以我们总共分成三个段落。
Therefore, we divide this book into three sections.
第一个段落讲到耶稣基督的启示。
First of all, the first section is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
第二段呢讲到必要快成的事。
Secondly, the second section will be about things that must soon take place.
在最后一章有一段讲到最后的见证与祷告。
And the last section will be the final testimony and prayer.
我们首先一起来看耶稣基督的启示。
So let's look at the first section, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
整个耶稣基督的见证呢是从启示而来的。
The entire testimony for Jesus Christ comes from revelation of him.
因为一切属灵的事情属灵的实际都是根据启示而来的。
Because all the spiritual things and the reality has to come from the revelation.
其实借着整本启示录将耶稣基督启示出来。
The entire book of Revelation reveals to us what Jesus is.
我们看到他是祭司。
That he is the priest.
他是君王。
He's the king.
他是审判者。
He's the judge.
他是创造者。
He's the creator.
他是救赎主。
And the redeemer.
他是新郎。
He's that groom.
他是承受万有者。
He's also the ultimate person that receives all.
所以首先我们看到荣耀基督的意象。
So first thing you see in the first section is the vision of this glorious Christ.
特别讲到灯台中的人子。
Specifically, the Son of Man that stands in the midst of lampstands.
然后我们会看到宝座，天上宝座的意象。
Also, we see the vision of the throne in heaven.
我们要看到被揭开旗印的羔羊。
The Lamb who stands in the throne, who is worthy to open the seven, the scrolls.
启示录一章十三到第十六节。
And in the book Revelation chapter 1, verse 13 to 16,
让我们看见在灯台中间行走的人子。
It describes the image of the Son of Man who walks in the midst of the lampstand.
他身穿长衣直垂到脚。
That he has this long dress in long robe reaching down to his feet.
讲到基督是伟大合一的表现。
And that talk about he is a representation of that great unity.
整个教会在基督的里面是一的。
That great oneness symbolizing how church is with Christ as one.
他胸间束着金带。
And how he has girded around himself a golden sash.
讲到基督是神圣的爱。
It talks about the love, the holy love of the Lord.
他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛如雪。
And his head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow.
说到基督是神的永远和圣洁。
It talks about how he is the everlasting holiness of God.
他的眼目如同火焰。
And his eyes were like blazing fire.
基督是神的启示、光照和焚烧。
Representing that he is the revelation of God, enlightening and burning from God.
他脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜。
It talks about his feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace.
基督是神审判的尺度和凭借。
Therefore, he is the measurement and the reliance or basis of God's judgment.
他讲到他的声音如同众水的声音。
And it talks about how his voice was like the sound of many waters.
基督是神完全的能力。
And therefore, that represents that he is the complete power of God.
他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑。
And in his right hand, he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword.
说到基督是神的活道。
It talks about he is the living way of God.
七星是教会的使者。
And those seven stars are the representatives of God's church.
也就是教会的代表者。
And the messengers of church.
最后他讲到他的面貌如同烈日放光。
And lastly, his face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance.
那基督是神荣耀的具体表现。
Therefore, he is that concrete representation or a concrete presentation of God's glory.
那第二段呢，我们看到是在启示录五章一到七节。
And the second part of this is that we see in book chapter 5:1-7.
讲到天上宝座的意象。
That describes the vision of the throne in heaven.
我们看到说坐宝座的他右手中有书卷。
And you saw in the right hand of the one who sits on throne holds the scroll.
那里外都写着字。
And there are words written inside and outside.
这边讲到这个书卷是说到神永远的计划。
And this scroll is God's eternal purpose and plan.
那这一个计划，这个书卷呢，它用七印封严了。
Yet God's plan has been sealed with seven seals.
要完成神的计划，必须一个印一个印的把它揭开来。
And in order to fulfill God's plan,You need to unveil those seven seals.
但是那大力的天使在那里说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？
Yet, a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice says, Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?
因为在天上地下地底下没有能展开能够观看那书卷的。
No one in heaven or on earthOr under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it.
当他看到说都没有配的使徒约翰他就大哭。
Apostle John wept bitterly when he realized that no one was worthy to open it.
然后长老中有一位对他说不要哭看啊
Yeah, one of the elders said to him, do not weep, see.
这是一个何等荣耀的启示。
And that see is a glorious revelation to John.
犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根他已得胜。
The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed.
讲到我们的主他得胜了。
So here it tells us that our Lord,has won the victory.
唯有他是配他能够展开书卷揭开那七印。
Therefore, he is worthy and he is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.
所以约翰就看见在宝座与四活物并长老之中呢他看到是有羔羊站立。
Therefore, John saw a lamb looking as if it was slain and standing in the center of the throne.
像是刚刚被杀过的。
Encircled by the four living creatures and the elders.
所以弟兄姐妹这一段让我们看到主耶稣为我们受死他为我们征战全赢。
And here you see how the Lord died for us and won the victory for us.
他复活他升天。
He has resurrected and he has ascended into heaven.
那在天上的那一边的情景呢就在这里让我们看见。
And this describes for us the scene in heaven.
他被接到父神宝座的那里。
How he was received up to the throne of Father God.
在宝座中有羔羊站立。
Therefore it says here, there is a lamb standing in the middle of the throne.
像是刚刚被杀过的。
And as if it has just been slain.
然后我们看到他得胜了他是借着羔羊的生命羔羊的得胜。
And through the life of the lamb and his victory.
然后他登上了宝座。
He enthroned.
那这一个征战今天我们知道主在肉身里面道成肉身不是靠着神的能力来胜过仇敌。
And we knew the warfare he went through was not through the power as God.
乃是用他的生命美德胜过了仇敌。
But in his flesh through his great virtue and life.
他是神的羔羊。
He was that Lamb of God.
他背负世人的罪孽。
And carried the sin of the entire world.
他的生命是羔羊的生命。
His life was the life of a lamb.
不只为我们像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。
So for us, not only he was led to the slaughter like a lamb.
像羊羔被杀献祭。
And he was also like a lamb killed and sacrificed for us.
宝座中是有羔羊站立。
And now in the center of the throne is that lamb.
启示录让我们看到小羔羊但是他却是得胜的羔羊掌权的羔羊。
Even though he was that small lamb, but he was that all victorious lamb, the lamb that rules all now.
我们看见了天上荣耀的异象是看见揭开七印的羔羊。
And then we saw this vision of the lamb on the throne in heaven, and also how he opened up or broke all the seals.
那第二个大段是讲到必要快成的事。
And the second section of the book is the things that will soon take place.
启示录一章十九节说所以你要把所看见的和现在的事并将来必成的事都写出来。
That's why in chapter 1 of verse 19 of Revelation says, write, therefore, what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later.
所以我们看到在这个大段里面他讲到现在的事。
So in this section, you see things concerning now, the present.
我们知道在老约翰他写启示录的时候很多事情都还没有发生。
When John was writing the book of Revelation, many things had not yet happened.
但他在异象的里面他写给亚细亚的七个教会。
Yet in the vision, he saw them and he wrote to the seven churches in Little Asia.
那今天我们看到在教会历史上所发生的每一件事情。
And everything that has occurred in the history of church,
包括在这一个七个教会的意象讲到现在的事。
And can be included in the vision that's set to the seven church.
然后我们要看到将来必成的事。
And we'll also see things that will soon take place.
那讲到在西年就是千禧年之前所发生的一些事情。
And that includes things that's pre-millennium.
然后在千禧年当中所发生的事情。
And it will also describe the things during the millennium.
然后我们要看到千禧年之后所发生的事情。
As well as things that's post-millennium.
所以在二章第一节到三章二十二节，这讲到现在的事，指的是七个教会的意象。
And in chapter 2 to chapter 3, it talks about the visions of seven churches.
那这七个教会，我们看到，首先他就说到以弗所的教会。
The first church was mentioned was Ephesus.
他特别讲到教会属灵放松的试验。
It talks about the test of their loose spiritual situation.
那特别我们在教会历史上看到他所指的呢，是使徒的时代。
And there it speaks of historically the time or the era of apostles.
大约在主后三十到一百年。
That's 30 to 100 AD.
然后我们看到四美拿的教会。
And also it talks, spoke to the church of Smyrna.
是教会苦难的熬炼。
It talks about the trials and sufferings of church.
特别讲到在早期教会受逼迫，大逼迫的时代。
And that refers to the era of persecution of church.
在主后大概100到313年。
And it happened about 100 to 313 AD.
然后他下面讲到别加摩的教会。
And then he spoke to the church in Pergamum.
那别加摩他的意思是联婚。
And the meaning of Pergamum means united in wedding.
他特别指的教会属灵混乱的试验。
And it specifically talks about the confusion in the church.
所以在教会历史上我们看到整个罗马帝国一下子康斯坦丁他一下子转变了，变成一个国教的时代。
And that refers to the time where Christianity was nationalized.
然后这个大概是主后的313年到590年。
Timeline wise is 313 to 590 AD.
然后下面他讲到推亚推拉的教会。
And then it spoke to Thyatira Church.
他的意思呢，字义呢，讲到是继续献祭。
Which means to continue sacrifice.
它指的是教会教训迷惑的试验。
It talks about a confusion in teaching in the church.
那特别是说到教皇的时代。
And that's the era ruled by Pope.
那这个是从590年大约到1517年。
And timeline wise is 590 AD to 1517 AD.
但是我们知道这四个最后面讲到的这四个教会呢，从教皇时代是一直延续到今天的。
And actually, that condition of confused teaching in the church continues even till today.
所以下面，比方说讲到萨迪的教会。
For example, even in the church of Sardis.
那萨迪的意思是恢复或者是余数。
Sardis means restoration or remnant.
那他讲到教会属灵死亡的试验。
It talks about a test of the spiritual death.
我们从历史上可以看到他指的改教的时代。
And historically, in timeline, refers to the revolution era.
那指的从1517年一直到今天。
And that's from 1517 to today.
第六个他讲到腓拉铁非的教会。
And the sixth church was spoken to was the church of Philadelphia.
腓拉铁非指的弟兄相爱。
And which means brotherly love.
那他讲到说教会忍耐持守到底的试验。
And that talks about a test of church about how they endure and keep all the way to the end.
所指的是从1790年开始宣道的时代。
And it talks about evangelical era.
那最后讲到老底家的教会。
And the last church was spoken to was the church of Laodicea.
老底家它的意思是众人意见。
Which means opinions or comments of many.
特别讲到教会失去属灵实际的试验。
That talks about how church lost its spirituality.
那特别指的1900年到现在一个背道时代。
And that is the era of rebellion.
我们看到在这七个教会当中呢，有的称赞，有的责备。
And you saw God's praises and God's rebukes to all churches.
绝大部分都有责备。
Almost every church was rebuked in one way or the other.
但是神向着每一个教会都发出得胜者的呼召。
Yeah, to each of the seven churches, God sent out his calling for overcomers.
那得胜者是教会的代表者。
And these overcomers will be the representative of churches.
所以你看在教会历史上无论情况是怎么样
Therefore, no matter the condition of church at different time,
神呼召得胜者
God always calls for overcomers.
所以下面我们看到将来的事
And next thing we want to look at is the things that will soon take place.
第一个是看到七年以前
First of all, pre-millennium,
是四章一节到十九章第四节
And that's mentioned in chapter 4, verses 1to chapter 19 to verse 4.
我们看到说神呼召得胜者然后这些得胜的就是出熟的他们像男孩子要被提到宝座。
And we saw how God called out overcomers, and these are like first fruit who were raptured as a man child to the throne.
在启示录三章十节，他讲到说，忍耐他的道，持守遵守他忍耐的道，在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你，免去你的试验，试炼。
And chapter 3 of verse 10 says, Since you have kept my command and endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth.
所以我们知道会有七年的大灾难要来到。
Therefore, we know there's seven years of disaster.
那在这个之前呢?
And prior to the seven-year period occurs,
这些得胜的、出熟的
These overcomers, these first fruit,
主要来先把他们提接到宝座
will be taken up by the Lord to his own throne.
所以启示录十六章十五节讲到说，看啊，我来像贼一样。
That's why in the book of Revelation chapter 16 verse 15 says, Behold, I come like a thief.
像贼一样是说到主耶稣他隐秘的再来。
And that his Return in a hidden manner.
他要提接那些成熟的、出熟的果子。
He will come to take those first fruit.
所以我们读到启示录十二章第五节，特别讲到妇人生了一个男孩子。
And that's why in chapter 12, verse 5, it says this woman gave birth to a son, a man child.
那这个男孩子呢，是将来要用铁杖来辖管。万国的
And this child will rule all the nations with an iron scepter one day.
这个孩子被提到神宝座的那里
And this child was snatched up to God and to his throne.
我们知道这跟后面我们要读到教会的被提是有差别的
So this taken up is different from the rapture of the church later on.
那这一次的被提呢是隐秘的来主耶稣他像贼一样
This rapture occurred in a very hidden manner. So Jesus said he will come like a thief.
他要把最好的出熟的他要把他提去
He will take with him the best, the first fruit.
那他们呢神要免去他们的试炼就在大灾难来之前把他们提去
Before the great tribulation arrives,The Lord will take them up so that they can be spared of the disaster.
那他们是直接被提到宝座。
And they are taken up directly to the throne.
然后主从宝座要降到空中。
And then the Lord will come back from his throne to the air.
然后教会是被提到空中与主相会。
And that's where his church will meet with him through rapture.
这些弟兄们被提上去以后呢在天上就发生了非常大的事情
And great things occur when the brothers were taken up
在天上有征战
And there will be a great battle
在神面前昼夜控告弟兄的被摔下去
And the one who accuses brothers before our God day and night will be thrown down
十二章十一节说弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道
And therefore verse 11 of chapter 12 says Brothers or they overcame him by the blood of the lamb and by the word of their testimony
他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命
They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death
他们不爱惜自己的魂生命
And they did not treasure their soul lives
今天这个征战我们看到是借着得胜者和主的得胜他们一同胜过了仇敌的权势
And this battle was overcome through the overcomers and the Lord together.
然后我们看到撒旦等控告弟兄的被摔下来
And the one who accused brothers day and night will be thrown down.
那教会呢今天我们看到在被提之前 有三年半的时间在地上有灾难的事情。
And we see before the church can be raptured, there's a special tribulation for 3.5 years.
所以我们要认识到地上的灾难。
So we need to come to know or have an understanding of these disasters on earth.
在但以理书九章二十四节到二十七节，他讲到七年的大灾难。
In the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 27, already prophesied about the tribulation of 7 years.
他说到一期之内，他就是敌基督，必与许多人坚定盟约。
In that verse, it says he, which means Antichrist, will confirm a covenant with many for 1.7.
所以你看到说在这一个七年的大灾难开始之前
Therefore, before the seven-year tribulation starts,
会有许多人受到迷惑
A lot of people would be deceived.
然后敌基督呢与许多人他们坚定盟约
And they will make an agreement or covenant with Antichrist.
到了一期之半就是三年半的时候
And in the middle of the seven, which means 3.5 years,
他必是祭祀与贡献止息。
The Antichrist will put an end to sacrifice and offering.
所以我们要看到说这七年然后又分成一半三年半。
Therefore, seven-year tribulation will be divided into half.
那到中间三年半的时候是教会被提的时候。
And when it comes to the first 3.5 years, at the end of 3.5 years, church will be raptured.
那讲到大的灾难来到
They talk about the great disaster.
因为一个印一个印的揭开
When one, every seal is broken up and open.
所以我们也看到这个印揭开在地上呢它有七个印的灾
And seven seals were brought for seven disasters.
在第六章还有八章的一到五节
And chapter 6 and chapter 8 verses 1 to 5.
然后当第七印要揭开的时候
And when the seventh seal was broken,
第七印里面包括了有七号的灾
And seven more disasters will occur in that seventh seal.
然后我们看到第七号是在十六章当第七号吹响的时候里面包括了七晚之灾
And in those seven disasters which are brought in by seven trumpets And at the sound of the seventh trumpet You will see seven additional bowls of disaster
所以整个神的旨意的完成这个七个印第七印里面有七号第七号里面有七晚都一直到最后的
And you see the execution of God's plan takes from the seven seals And in the seventh seal, there are seven trumpets. And at the seventh trumpet sound, there are seven more bowls.
所以当世界上的人一读到这些灾难，甚至很多神的儿女，真的是让我们觉得非常的可怕。
And we feel dreadful reading all these disasters.
但是我们要知道，其实真的神借着审判，借着这一些来击打仇敌的权势，来完成他永远的旨意。
Yeah, we need to have a different perspective, knowing that through these disasters, God's plan is carried out and the devil is dealt with.
下面我们就要看到教会大体的被提。
And then at the end of three and a half years, the church will be raptured.
讲到今天真的是我们得赎的日子。
And to us, that's the date of full redemption.
刚刚讲到在一期之半的时候，就是七年大灾难之中的时候。
And we talk about at the 3.5 years.
当号筒末次吹响的时候
That is at the seventh angel sounded his trumpet
也就是第七号吹响的时候
And that is at the sound of the seventh trumpet
所以我们看到在灵前告诉我们号筒末次吹响我们看到号筒要响死人要复活成为不朽坏的
That's why in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 52 says at the last trumpet For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed.
所以那时候在基督里已经死了的，他们要复活。
At the sound of the seventh trumpet, the dead will be raised and will be changed.
然后呢，这些还活着在地上的，要和他们一同被提到在云里，在空中与主相遇。
And for those who are still alive, will be taken up and meet with the Lord in the air.
这讲到教会大体的被提
And that speaks of the majority of the church will be raptured.
那我们要看到说，在彼前四章十七节，审判从神的家起手。
It's very important for us to realize that the judgment from God's house.
那讲到说，教会被提了以后，有一个基督台前的审判。
Therefore, once the church is raptured.And there's judgment for the house of God in front of the Christ.
那这个审判是为着给赏赐的。
And the purpose of this judgment is to bring out awards.
是要看到谁有资格能够得着七年的赏赐，是能够进到羔羊的婚宴，是进到千年的国度。
And this judgment will determine who can enter into the millennium and enjoy the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
等到教会被提了以后
Once the church is raptured
那我们看到地上有七碗之灾
After that, you will see the disasters of seven bowls
那特别是十五章和第十六章
And that's described in chapter 15 and 16
这是后三年半的大灾难
And that time-wise is in the second half of the 7 years
然后十七章和十八章我们看到大巴比伦和他的灭亡
And then in chapter 17 and 18 you see the destruction of Great Babylon
宗教的巴比伦世界的巴比伦政治的巴比伦
The religious Babylon and the worldly Babylon and the political Babylon were all destroyed
神借着审判来完成他永远的旨意
Through judgment, God fulfills his purpose
然后我们看到在将来诗里面呢讲到七年之时
And then we talk one of the future things or things will soon take place is millennium
这是十九章第五节到二十章的第六节
And that's described in chapter 19 verse 5 to chapter 20 verse 6
那十九章特别讲到羔羊的婚宴
It talks about the wedding banquet of the Lamb
羔羊婚娶的时候到了
The time for the wedding has arrived
新妇自己也预备好了
And the bride has also well adorned
那这个新妇其实是代表整个的教会
And this bride represents entire church
但是呢不是每一位得救的都能够进入羔羊的婚宴
Unfortunately, not everyone who is savedget to enter into the wedding banquet.
是要受到邀请的。
We have to be invited.
是在基督台前审判决定的。
And that was determined at the time of the judgment in front of the Christ.
他们要穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
And they will dress themselves in white linen.
就是圣徒所行的义。
And that is...The good deeds of saints.
所以能够被请赴羔羊婚宴的，他说是有福的。
And therefore says, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb.
那在同样的一千年，其实他所指的一个是生命向主，另外一个是与主一同掌权，讲到千年的国度。
And at the same time, also those who have the life that's like the Lord.Will reign together in the kingdom of 1,000 years.
我们主得胜了。
Our Lord has won the victory.
今天和他一同走十架道路的。
And those who has chosen to walk on his way of the cross.
与他同受羞辱的。
Who was willing to suffer shames with Christ.
要与他一同作王，一同掌权。
One day will rule with him on his throne for 1,000 years.
所以天国是努力的人进入的。
Therefore, violent people get into the kingdom of heaven.
我们讲到整个千年的国度。一个属天的国度
This kingdom of 1,000 years is a heavenly kingdom
这和羔羊的婚宴一千年的婚宴其实两个是一体的两面
And this is actually the other side of the coin of the wedding banquet of the Lamb
然后我们看到撒旦被捆绑一千年
And then we saw how Satan was bound up for 1,000 years concurrently
所以在这一千年属天的部分呢我们看到有羔羊的婚宴我们有千年的国度
Therefore in heaven during that 1,000 years we have the wedding banquet of the Lamb and also the kingdom of 1,000 years
那在这一千年呢在属地的国度是讲到弥赛亚的国度
And on earth another kingdom occurs the kingdom of Messiah
所以我们在圣经里面像以赛亚书他所指着其实有很多描写那所指的是当时候在一千年你看见撒旦他被捆绑着 然后呢在地上有许多非常宝贵的情形在发生。
And in the book of Isaiah, it described the condition of this 1,000 years when Satan was bound up and the earth was in such a wonderful and peaceful condition.
以赛亚国是以色列人所盼望的复兴的以色列列国。
And the kingdom of Messiah is a kingdom that many Israelites were waiting and anticipate to receive.
但是呢我们要知道在没有撒旦这个情形的底下。
And we all know in a condition where Satan was absent.
你看见一切看起来都非常的美好。
And things can be peaceful and beautiful.
但是最后神还要用撒旦成为他的工具。
And at the end, God still needs to use Satan as his tool.
所以经过了一千年之后又把撒旦释放出来。
Therefore, Satan was released right after 1,000 years.
然后你看有这么多的国他们去跟随撒旦。
And he deceived nations, they followed him.
然后最后撒旦他被扔在硫磺火湖里面。
At the end, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
所以将来的是在20章7到22节讲到七年以后所发生的事情。
And after that,In chapter 20 of Revelation, it describes a condition that's post-millennium.
所以撒旦被释放，然后显出人里面一个真实的情形。
Because at the release of Satan, the true condition of man's heart was revealed.
然后最后，不单是我们先前看到敌基督，我们看到假先知，现在兽也被丢在硫磺火湖的里面。
In the end, not only Antichrist, the false prophet, now Satan will be thrown into the fire of burning sulfur.
那这是一直到永永远远的。
And that is an everlasting condition.
那硫磺火湖有人讲好像是这个清理垃圾的地方。
And the lake, many people refer to the lake of burning sulfur as a, dump, garbage dump.
那所以呢我们就看到之后有白色大宝座的审判。
And later on, you see this judgment in front of the white and great throne.
在20章11到12节，这边我们看到，无论大小，他们站在宝座前。
And here says, no matter they're old or young, they're all going to stand before the Lord.
那这个审判有一个是用生命册。
And here you see a book of life.
生命册，记在生命册上的。
And those who are recorded on the book of life.
今天我们这些所有蒙恩得救的。
That refers to all the people that are saved.
今天我们在这个白色大宝座的审判的里面。
And we will face this great and judgment before the white throne.
是能够通过这个审判的。
And we should be able to pass it.
是能够进到圣城新耶路撒冷里面。
And enter into the city of God.
但是呢，在没有信主的。
Yet for those who have not yet believed,
他们是按着案卷来审判。
They will be judged according to the scroll.
照着他们的行为。
According to their deeds.
是公羊是像是绵羊的。
Depends upon whether the condition was like those of the goat or the lamb.
他们在这些灾难中，他们是跟随撒旦的，跟随敌基督的，或者是他们不是在一样一个败坏的情形里面的。
And whether they follow the Antichrist or devil during the 7 years of tribulation or not.
他们是如何来对待犹太人，对待基督徒的。
How they deal with Jews and Christians during those 7 years.
弟兄姐妹，我们不知道神到底他怎么来判断。
We don't know exactly how God is going to judge them.
但是神他是公义的神。
But one thing we know that our God is righteous.
所以在这边有案卷展开。
Therefore, there will be scroll open.
照着所行的在这里呢要受到审判。
And they will be judged according to what's recorded in the scroll.
然后第21章1到5节我们看到新天新地的来到。
And chapter 21 verses 1 to 5, we see theArrival of the new heaven and earth.
所有仇敌已经丢到火湖里面去了。
All the devils and opponents being thrown into the lake of burning sulfur.
所有这些垃圾，所有不属于主的，已经受了审判了。
Things are not of the Lord would have been judged at that time.
不再有死亡，不再有悲哀，哭嚎疼痛。
No more. Therefore, no more death, no more tears, no more crying and pain.
这些都过去了。
All these things would have passed.
做宝座的说，看啊，我将一切都更新了。
And the one who sits on the throne says, Behold, I have renewed everything.
然后让他看见，是的，新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And you see, the bride is ready, well adorned, waiting for her groom.
所以要老约翰看见这个新妇。
And therefore, when John saw this bride,
他看到新妇的时候，是一座圣城从天而降。
The bride came down as a city coming down from heaven.
那这就是圣城新耶路撒冷。
And that is the holy city, the new Jerusalem.
他是新妇，他这个时候是羔羊的妻。
And that city is the bride and the wife of the Lamb.
整个圣城长宽高四千里。
And the depth, the width, and the length of the entire city, each respect is over is 4,000 miles.
我们知道说在会幕的至圣所是十轴十轴十轴。
And we know the build of the tabernacle is by 10 elbows in each direction.
然后在圣殿的至圣所是二十轴二十轴二十轴。
And the holy place, the holy of holy in the Temple, physical temple is 20 by 20 by 20 elbows.
那在这边呢，整个圣城新耶路撒冷是至圣所的扩大。
And now this holy city is the great expansion of the holy of holies of the temple.
整个城来彰显神的荣耀。
Therefore, the entire city can manifest God's glory.
他说我见未见城内有殿。
He said, John says, I don't see a temple in the city.
因为主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。
Because Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of the city.
至圣所里面是没有光的，只有神他自己是光。
You know, in the Holy of Holies, there was no light. Only God himself was the light of the Holy of Holies of his temple.
在圣城里面不用日月光照。
Now, in this new city of God,You don't need any light, natural light.
有神的荣耀来光照。
For the glory of God will be the light.
羔羊为城的灯。
And the lamb will be the lamp of the city.
所以我们知道这整个是至圣所的扩大。
And this is definitely, the city is the expansion of the Holy of Holies.
今天我们能够来到神的面前预尝属天的荣耀和恩典。
Now we can come into the Lord's presence and foretaste the glory and grace from above.
第三个大段是讲到最后的见证与祷告。
And the last section of the entire book of Revelation is the final testimony and prayer.
这是22章第6到21节。
That's recorded in chapter 22, verses 16 to 21.
我们看到圣灵和心腹在那里向人发出最后的呼召。
We saw the calling from the Holy Spirit and the bride.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来。
Both the Holy Spirit and the bride says, come, and those who have heard it said, come.
口渴的人也当来。
And those who are thirsty should come.
愿意的可以白白取生命的水喝。
And those who are willing can come and receive the water of life for free.
弟兄姐妹，这最后的呼召，最后在这一段的里面，是在我们今天，我们要听见圣灵向我们呼召，向所有的人类发出的呼召。
And dear brothers and sisters, this is the calling that we should hear, also the entire world should hear.
愿意的，今天主已经为我们预备了所有的救恩，已经完成了。他叫我们来，我们就能够来得着。
And the Lord has completed entire salvation for us. As long as we're willing, we can have it.
主在最后他应许说，我必快来。
And at the end, our Lord promises that I will surely come.
然后最后有一个回应的祷告。
And you see, there is a prayer in response to that calling.
这是整本圣经最后的一个祷告。
And that is the final prayer in the entire Bible.
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Oh Lord Jesus, I wish you come.
弟兄姐妹，这一个祷告是历代两千多年来许多忠心圣徒的呼喊、盼望、等候。
And this is a prayer shared by many saints throughout past 2,000 years. Also, what they have been waiting for.
也是他们信心的宣告。
Also, a proclamation of their faith.
弟兄姐妹，巴不得今天这也是我们的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, Hopefully, this is also our prayer.
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Oh Lord, I want you come.
愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣徒同在。Amen.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you all. Amen.
启示录是整本圣经的高峰启示的总结。
The book of Revelation is the climax of the entire Bible.Conclusion of all the revelations.
是神一切应许和预言的应验录。
Fulfillment of God's promises and prophecies.
全部圣经真理，神的旨意，神的救赎计划，神的奥秘之事，皆由本书得到表彰并完成。
In this very book, God's purpose, redemption plan, and mysteries are manifested and fulfilled.
我们心充满了感谢。
We are full of thankfulness for this book.
愿主继续在我们里面向我们来说话。
May the Lord continue to speak us.
启示他自己的宝贵。
And reveal his preciousness to us.
带我们预备等候主的再来。
So that we can be waiting and ready for his return.
Amen.
Amen.
愿神赐福大家。
May God bless everybody.